Now, Livia, this is part of an interesting debate that people have been having on our forum, which is why are fridges so much harder to open again when you have opened them, got something out, forgot what actually you should have got out at the same time, and you go back to open it and they can't get the blinking door open? Why is that?
Interesting debate. So the idea is the fridge is closed as a container containing cold air inside of it, isn't it? So you open the door, and let's say it's summer outside, and all the hot air is going in, and the cold air is coming out. And then when you close the door, what happens is this hot air that it was went in, it starts to cool down. And then when it happens, it decreases the pressure. And then you have a tiny vacuum. And takes a while for this to be able to, for you to be strong enough to pull it.
Ah, so it's the air that goes in that's warmer and therefore at a higher volume because it's warmer.
Yeah.
Hitting the cold surface inside the fridge and shrinking. So the pressure inside the fridge drops.
Yep.
Presumably then, if you kept on opening and closing the door as the temperature went up inside the fridge, that effect would go away. And also if you had a fridge that wasn't on, it should be much easier to open.
For sure.
Is that true? Because I haven't tested that. That would be the scientific way to approach this, wouldn't it? To actually do the experiment and see if a warm fridge. Duncan?
I can confirm that warm fridges can be opened fine.
You've done the experiment.
When I moved house, there was this bizarre situation. We had multiple fridges and we just used them like cupboards. And they were totally easy to open. There was no issue there.